Good morning. This is Mark Mays, pastor of Grace Baptist Church in Harrisonburg, Virginia. Once again, it's good to be with you today, and we trust that today we could be a blessing to you and to your family. Let's ask the Lord this morning to help us as we spend a few moments together. Father, we are thankful, Lord, for this day. We're thankful, Lord, for just the beautiful weather that you've been given to us. We're also thankful, Lord, for just your many blessings. Lord, so many. We sing that song, Count Your Blessings. Name them one by one. And Lord, reality is we couldn't even finish counting because we don't even know all the things that you do for us. But we know, Lord, that it's much, much, much that you do for us, and we're thankful. We also realize, Lord, many times, many of us, Lord, just fail to stop and recognize your blessings and say thank you. So, Lord, we say thank you this morning. And we thank you, Lord, for just being who you are. You are God. There is no other God beside you. You are the Lord God Jehovah. And Lord, we praise you this morning as the only God that there is. And thank you that you're a good God and you're a faithful God. And I pray that you'd help us this day, Lord. We ask it in Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake. Amen. Well, I'm still in a series, Biblical Principles for Practical Living, going through the book of Proverbs. We are doing this at our church and have been for some time, and I've been doing it on the radio as well. And I'd like to draw our attention to Proverbs chapter 15, verse number 18. The Bible says, "A wrathful man stirreth up strife, but he that is slow to anger appeaseth strife." I wonder this morning, the Bible talks there, a wrathful man stirreth up strife. A wrathful, we think about wrath, someone who's angry, someone who has a ill temper or a bad temper, a quick temper. Sometimes we hear people who almost seemingly like to brag about their temper. Well, you know, I'm Irish, or I'm this, or I'm that, and you know, we're known to have short tempers, as if that's some type of thing to be admired. You know, having a temper that's out of control is nothing to be bragging about, certainly nothing to be proud of. But all of us have anger issues. There's not a person who doesn't get angry. As a matter of fact, anger in and of itself is not sinful. We know that. The Bible teaches us we're to be angry and sin not. So as a matter of fact, there is a commandment to be angry. Be angry. That's a proactive statement. Be angry. But sin not while you anger. So anger in and of itself is not wrong, but it can be, and unfortunately often it is. And this principle here that we find in Proverbs 15, verse number 18, says that a wrathful man stirreth up strife. In other words, an angry man, a man with a bad, and I say a man, woman, teenager, whatever, a person that has a disposition towards anger and always getting upset and getting mad because of whatever reason, and they express that anger, the Bible teaches that that person stirs up strife. They're always causing problems. You know, if you have someone in your family who's got a bad temper, they're just causing problems for the family. You've got somebody at work who's just got a bad temper. They sort of just make it hard on everybody when they lose their temper. And often that people end up walking on eggshells, we say, because you never know what's going to, you know, cause so-and-so to lose his or her temper and start throwing a fit. And so everybody's on eggshells. And it's just an uncomfortable situation. And so we can't do anything about or can't do much about the person who has a bad temper, but we can do something about us if we happen to be the one with a bad temper. And I would ask you this morning to be honest with yourself and just sort of look at yourself in your mind's eye. Pretend you've got a mirror in front of you. Look at yourself. Recall the features of your face and say to yourself, "Self, do I have a problem with anger? Am I a person who is causing others to have to walk on eggshells because I've got just a loose temper?" And if that's you, then would to God that you would be convicted and concerned enough to say, "Lord, you know, I don't want to do this anymore. This is not right." The Bible says the opposite of that, he that is slow to anger appeaseth strife. You know, aren't you glad that there's those in our families and in our churches or in our workplaces or in our neighborhoods? They're just slow to anger. You know, you just almost can't get them riled up. You can't get them mad because they're forgiving, they're long-suffering, they're patient. They seemingly have an understanding, a depth of understanding that others do not have, and there's just almost impossible to get them riled up. And they always bring to the atmosphere a calming disposition. Thank God for people like that. And would to God that we would be that kind of person, that we would be that calm in the midst of the storm, that our personality and our presence would be of the sort that we don't enhance the anger and we don't throw gasoline on the fire, so to speak, but we are a person who has patience and long-suffering, a person who's prone to be forgiving and long-suffering. And that would be, I think, pleasing to the Lord, and it certainly would be beneficial to those around us. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 5, verse 9, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God." Notice that phrase, the peacemakers. Are you and I a peacemaker or a troublemaker? You know, we can either be one of the two, and we probably are either one of the two, a peacemaker or a troublemaker. And a person who's clearly ill-tempered is a troublemaker usually. And thank God, though, there are many who are peacemakers. In James chapter 1, verses 19 through 20, the Bible says, "Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. For wrath of a man worketh not the righteousness of God." Slow to wrath. You know, I know that everybody can get mad every once in a while. And as I said earlier, everybody should get mad. The Bible says, be angry and sin not. There ought to be some things that just rile you up. I think there ought to be some things that are taking place in our society today that ought to just rile you up. They ought to get you angry, not belligerent, not hateful, not spouting off bad or negative things, but you ought to have the ability to be angry and yet not sin. There ought to be some things that anger us, that stir us, that we're passionate about. But at the same time, we ought not be a person given to wrath. And if we are brought to a point of wrath, it ought to be slowly. Slow to speak, slow to wrath. Proverbs 26:21, "As coals are to burning coals, and wood to fire, so is a contentious man to kindle strife." And so we see some verses here in the Bible that God's teaching us this idea about a wrathful man stirreth up strife, but he that is slow to anger appeaseth strife. Which one are we today? Are we the one that stirs it up, or are we the one that appeases us, or we cause a calm? You know, the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 4:26, "Be ye angry and sin not, let not the sun go down upon your wrath." Go ahead at the right time, at the right place, at the right moment, be angry at the right thing, but let not the sun go down upon your wrath. In other words, you deal with it and be done with it. You don't let it fester. And so we need to check our tempers, if you would, this morning. Just a reminder, we don't perhaps hear a lot about that. Many of us have a temper. Many of us have an ill temper. Would to God that those of us who have one, we would deal with it, and those of us who don't, we wouldn't get it. And that'd be beneficial and helpful to all around us. In verse number 19, we have another biblical principle I'd like to draw our attention to, sort of off in a different direction. That's very much like the book of Proverbs often. But the Bible says, "The way of the slothful man is as a hedge of thorns, but the way of the righteous is made plain." The way of a slothful man. The word indolence, it's not a word that we use very often. You may or may not know what that word means. If you have a Webster's 1828 dictionary and you were to look that word indolence up, it means habitual idleness. It's an indisposition to labor, laziness, inaction, or want of exertion of body or mind. And so it's being slothful. That's what it's doing. It's a lazy person, a habitual love of ease. And so this morning God said the way of the slothful is a hedge of thorns. Now when you think about a hedge of thorns, it's not a pleasant thing, because it's a sticky situation, dare I say. It's an obstacle in life. It's a hedge of thorns is not something you want to run up against. It's a hindrance. The Bible says, the way of the sluggard man is as a hedge of thorns. The indolent sluggard is always finding or imagining difficulties and hindrances in his path, and which caused him to have excuses for his laziness. The slothful man is as a hedge of thorns. He's always looking for some reason not to be doing what he's doing. Oh, it's too hot. It's too cold. It's too wet. It's too dry. It's too early. It's too late. and always has an excuse for why he or she should not and doesn't have to be doing what they should be doing. They're great at excuses, but they don't get much done. A lazy man will be quick to discover a reason, real or otherwise, to not do his labor. And that's what a lazy man acts like. And we have a lot of lazy people in America today. A lot of lazy people who just aren't doing what they ought to be doing. Some of them are living off others by getting money from the government, and they shouldn't be. Now, there are some people who need to be on that because they need the help. But there's a lot of people who are just downright lazy, and they're too obstinate to get up and have some character and get a job. And what you ought to do, if that's you, is to get up and go get a job and quit living off the dole of other people. And I know that doesn't fit well with a lot of people, but if you're lazy, you need to stop being lazy. You need to get up, get you some character, get you some backbone. You know, as we would say when I was growing up, get your act together, go out, and do what you got to do. If you can't do it, so be it, and others will help. But if you can be, you ought to be, and the question is this morning, why aren't you? And so I would encourage you, I challenge you, not to be a slothful person. There's always a reason not to do something, be it real or not, but that doesn't mean you have to use it. And would to God this morning we would not be lazy people. God's people ought not to be lazy people. We ought to be the hardest working that we can. The Bible says in Proverbs 12:13, the slothful man saith, there is a lion without, I shall be slain in the streets. There he is. He's making an excuse. Boy, there's a lion out there. I better not go out there. I'll get eaten up. In Proverbs 26:13, the slothful man saith again, there is a lion in the way. A lion is in the streets, always looking. For some reason, always has a reason why he can't or shouldn't do what needs to be done. The Bible says in Numbers 14, 1 through 3, and all the congregation lifted up their voice and cried, and the people wept that night. And all the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron. And the whole congregation said to them, would God that we had died in the land of Egypt, or would God we had died in the wilderness, as wherefore hath the Lord brought us out into this land, to fall by the sword, that our wives and our children should be prey. Were it not better for us to return into Egypt? You know what they were doing? They were making excuses. Making excuses. They were looking at the situation, and they were concluding that, you know, and they didn't do what they needed to do. The way of the righteous is made plain. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs 21:25, the desire of the slothful killeth him, for his hands refuse to labor. Notice that, his hands refuse to labor. That's a lazy man. And then in Proverbs 14:23, it says, in all labor there is profit, but the talk of the lips tendeth only to penury. So the talk of lips doesn't get much done. Matter of fact, it doesn't get any done. Talk is cheap. But in all labor there is profit. One man said, the harder I work, the luckier I get. So sometimes you hear people, they see people who have a lot and seemingly are prosperous, and they say, man, that guy, he's so lucky. Is he really lucky? Is he really lucky? Or is he just working harder than you are? Often is the said, the harder I work, the luckier I get. It's really not luck. There's no such thing as luck. But there is something about diligence and working hard. The Bible says in Proverbs 12:24, the hand of the diligent shall bear rule, but the slothful shall be under tribute. The hand of the diligent shall bear rule. That's going to be the boss. That's going to be the guy that's in charge. That's being the guy that he's on the ball, he's getting something done. But the slothful, the lazy man, shall be under tribute. He's always going to be under, not over. He that tilleth his land shall have plenty of bread, but he that followeth after vain persons shall have poverty enough. And we could go on this morning with that, but time is ending here. And so we've seen two good biblical principles for practical living. One is, a wrathful man stirreth up strife, but he that is slow to anger appeases strife. And so we've been challenged this morning about our anger. And if we have an anger issue, would to God we would confess it and ask the Lord to help us with this. And he will help us with that. And that would be beneficial to all around us, including ourselves. And thank God for those who are already at that point in life where they are the ones who appease strife, because They are very slow to anger. Thank God for those kinds of people. They're very beneficial. And then we looked in verse 19, the slothful man is as a hedge of thorns, but the way of a righteous man is made plain. You know, we ought not to be lazy. There are enough of that around, and those who need help, we need to help them. Those who need help, we need to help them sacrificially, I think. We need to be willing to give and help. But those who can and could be providing for themselves and should be providing for themselves, those are the people who need to get up and do something about their situation and not expect others to do for them. And so we've got two good principles. May God help us to make an application, and may it be soon that would God help us to be more like Him and less like our old self. I thank you for listening, and you have a great day.